Hello, Ms. Green. I'm an advocate for your nephew, Marky. Thank you for agreeing to speak with me.
Hi.
As you know, your brother and his wife are involved with social services. Are you familiar with what CASA Advocate volunteers do?
Yeah, his social worker told me about your involvement. I'm so sorry to hear that Marky's going through this. Thanks for being there for him.
So when was the last time you had regular contact with Marky's family?
Gosh, I haven't seen them in about 3 years. He's a sweet kid. He and my daughter used to go to the same preschool when they lived nearby, so I saw him most days when he was about, 3 or 4 years old. We didn't get together as a family much because Marky's mother wasn't too warm, Our mom didn't approve, and she knew it. So she would keep her distance from me and our whole family, but she and my brother were always really tight. They would party together most of the time with my older brother's friends when we were in high school. That's when it started.
Oh, so you don't really know her well?
Well, we went to the same high school and were in the same year, but I don't think she graduated. I barely did myself, to be honest. All that school stuff didn't become important to me till later. I know my mom didn't like her, but my brother didn't care what our mom thought. He just did whatever. Probably he hooked up with her because our mom didn't approve.
So do you recall that Marky has an older sister? He doesn't really remember her.
Oh yeah, her name is Jane. She's been adopted by a family who lives close to here, but not in our town. She's about the same age as my own daughter, Katie, maybe a little older. I didn't know they were in trouble with the court about Jane till after she got taken from them. I still don't know what really happened there. Our mom was still alive then, and she was really upset at that time. She didn't like her granddaughter being put in foster care and then adopted, but my mom's health was so bad she couldn't really do anything about it. And, I wasn't doing so well at that time, so I wasn't going to help at all. This was before I sobered up myself and had my own kids, so at that time, no one in social services would have given me custody of my niece.
Yeah, well, Marky, as you said, is a sweet kid. I'm advocating for him to have some activities that he enjoys after school time. And I'm going to ask for services that will help his family focus on some of the issues that will help them be stronger parents, more organized around their house.
Gosh, that sounds good. I'm so glad he's getting attention. I wish there was something I could do from here.
Did the social worker talk with you about ways you might get involved? We're hoping Marky can have some positive family interactions and some encouragement. He's really enjoying his after-school programs.
I would love to get Marky together with my daughter. She'd like to know her cousin more, but I don't think his mom would cooperate, do you?
Well, I can talk to the social worker in the court. You're in another state, but maybe we can get you approved for respite care so Marky could come visit you on weekends or school holidays. We could maybe start with that if you think it could work out.
I'm really hopeful, but I work a lot. I turned myself around after high school, so now I work as a nurse. I'd like to do something for Marky, though. I know my mom would have wanted me to try.
I'm not sure how long this might take to work out, but if the social worker and I can stay in touch with you, maybe we can find a way. I'm so glad you're willing. I'm not going to talk with Marky about this until we know we can make it work. Let me see what we can do. And thanks again so much. I'll be back in touch with you in the next few weeks or so.
Okay, thanks. Bye.